Saturday.
Radio that's passionate, genuine, and personal. CKUW 95.9.
After 1 a.m., and what have you caught? Why, it's comic book radio theater! Yay. All right. I just had to jump in there like that. If you don't know, what do we do here? Late at night, Saturday. Yeah, like I said there, comic book radio theater, but what does that mean? Means I read you a comic book. That's right. I read you a comic book. That's what you get. And I'll tell you something about this time out. I want to focus on sports. Well, I got two comic books with me tonight. One a Batman and the other a Spider-Man. All right. I got really tremendous energy right now to really just give my best and, you know, give the hardest kicks and punches possible, really. Like, I will go as my old concert promoter boss would have said, Wendy 13, I'm ready to go full bore. Yes. Yes, but yeah, the theme is going to be sports, so hey, if you're like a sports fanatic, perhaps you'd like to listen to a comic book read to you. So that's what's going to happen. CKUW 95.9 FM. All right, let's get on with our first comic book. I'm going to read you Batman number 338. Originally printed August of 1981. The summer of 1981 brought us Batman number 338. And the Batman is trying to capture this, well, he's a criminal. He's murdering people all around the place. But he's murdering, like, sports stars. Like, can you imagine if there was, like a serial killer and, you know, oh, I'm gonna off, you know, LeBron James here, and he, I don't know, slits his throat. Ah, dead LeBron James, and then, I'm gonna grab this Connor McDavid, and, I don't know, stab him with a hockey stick, take the end of the hockey stick, and you really, like, shave it up really good, and make a good hole, and nice good hole in Connor McDavid. Any other athletes we'd like to kill? I don't know. Sounds mean. Mean to think about. Gee, you know what? There's some of those guys in MMA. Connor McGregor. Boy, I would keep going. Stuff with guys like that. Floyd Mayweather. I wish they'd just go away. I wish this serial killer would go after them. But this serial killer doesn't. He has other athletes that he wishes to flay. Batman wants to stop this. He wants to stop this. You would too. Would you? Would you? I think you would. So, he's going after this guy called the Sportsmaster. Batman wants to capture the Sportsmaster. He has to figure out where to find him. And then he has to figure out how to fight him. Okay, so that's the story I'm giving you. I will read to you for this time out. Late Nights Comic Book Radio Theater. I readeth unto you Batman number 338 from August of 1981. And when I'm done this part of the story, I need my voice will need a voice break, so it happens. I need it. We'll listen to brand new music that was out there August of 1981. You can find these brand new songs out there wherever you bought new music. Foreigner. They said they were urgent. Urgent. And then from Sheffield, England, the working class neighborhoods of Sheffield, England, I speak of, at the time, a very young band, Def Leppard, off their High and Dry album. We'll listen to a track on that. It's a Foreigner and Def Leppard. All right, that's what you get. All right, I gotta set my keyboard up and all that and everything, but it's not gonna be too hard to do. And once again, I didn't figure out the lighting up ahead of me. I'm just kind of looking at the book I'm about to read to you and realizing I gotta set up that lighting and everything. Gotta reach high above me. While I'm doing this, I will go and grab some music, and I'll be with you in moments for Comic Book Radio Theater. I'll read you some Batman. CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you. this week, I read to you Batman number 338, published August 1981. Orphaned as a child when his parents were murdered before his eyes. Bruce Wayne has trained himself to wage a relentless war against crime as the dreaded Dark Knight. Gary Conway presents The Batman. In this sporting dance. Hank Klugman has woken up with hangovers before. That is nothing new for sports writers, sports magazine's number one writer. But he has never woken up with one so bad he couldn't remember where he was or how he got there. Never, that never. Is, until never. Tonight.
Gotham Stadium? What happened to Kelly's bar? What am I doing out here?
You're here to make your final touchdown, sports writer. You're here to die.
Oh my. Oh, Lord. No.
It's a nice, warm night here at Gotham City Stadium. A great night for a ball game. And at the end of the last inning,
the villain, who's dressed up in a mixed-up sports outfit, armed with a hockey stick, hits the sports writer hard.
At the end of the last quarter, it's the visitors 1, home team 0. Put that in your weekly column, sports writer.
This villain in the mixed up sports uniform gives a brittle laugh and skates away over unyielding turf.
Behind him, he leaves a dead man.
Hours later, in the shadows of the Gotham City Police headquarters,
a night watchman found him. He found him in left field. As you can see, his neck's been broken.
Any idea what kind of weapon was used?
A stick or a club of some kind.
You're probably wondering why I called you in on this, Batman.
As a matter of fact, Commissioner, I am. I'm interested, of course. But couldn't have you had your own policemen handle an ordinary homicide as well as I could?
Well, naturally, yes. But I have a suspicion that this killing is more than just another mugging.
A pattern of recent murders. You see, Klugman there was a sports writer.
I'm beginning to see it. Two weeks. ago, Billy Robbins, the hot-headed manager of the Gotham City Champs Baseball Club, was found suffocated to death in the team locker room. A week later, top swimming star Bruce Spitz was fished out of the West River. And then 3 nights ago, Jean-Claude Hilliard ended his downhill skiing career pinned to the hotel room wall with his own ski poles.
And now Klugman, he was a sports writer. Batman, someone out there is acting out on a vendetta against some of our city's top sports personalities. He must be stopped, will you, Batman?
The Dark Knight smiles reprovingly. It's a question that needn't have been asked. Batman swings on a bat line. In a moment, the Batman is gone. It's daybreak. 6 hours later, at the Wayne Mansion.
A strange case, Master Bruce. Sports figures are generally admired, after all. Disliking sports is, distinctly un-American.
Our killer just doesn't dislike sports, Albert. He hates them. And apparently the people who play and report on them too. But his methods don't concern me right now. Whoever brought Klugman, the sports writer, onto that field did it without leaving any prints. The only prints on that dewy grass, according to the police reports, were the sports writer Klugman's own.
That doesn't seem possible, sir.
No, it doesn't, Alfred. Which is why Bruce Wayne is going to visit Gotham City Stadium to investigate a possible investment property, of course.
Be careful, sir. Whoever he is, this killer isn't quite cricket.
Gotham City Stadium. A few hours from now at noon, a crowd of thousands will gather for a Saturday afternoon ball game. But Bruce Wayne arrives. The day is barely an hour old. Gotham Stadium does not echo with the roars of thousands of voices raised in bloodthirsty cry for action, but rather with the lonely clatter of footsteps on a concrete tunnel.
Bruce Wayne is leaning over, looking at the footprints in the grass. He does not notice the custodian working behind him. Bruce Wayne thinks to himself.
This is where Klugman, the sports writer, was found. The artificial turf still shows the depression where he fell. The only footprints leading here are those of the watchman, the police, and myself. Hey, there's something that wasn't in the official report Commissioner Gordon told me about. Those tracks through the turf. They wouldn't be visible at night, not under artificial light. They lead directly to that dugout over there. I wonder where they go from there.
As Bruce Wayne follows the tracks into the dugout, he is spied on by the custodian who's working behind him. Bruce Wayne doesn't notice.
Like twin serpent trails, the tracks wind sinuously through the turf, here looping, and then forming a figure eight. There is something particularly familiar about these patterns. The patterns that the tracks form. But Bruce Wayne can't quite put his finger on what it is. And a moment later, possible patterns hardly seem to matter. The tracks lead right across the dugout to this door. And then a dead end in this locker room. Only two exits. One I came through, and this door used by stadium employees.
Bruce Wayne tries the handle on the door.
It's locked! It's locked! It's locked! I'm back to square number one! Without a clue! Evening at Gotham Square Gardens. In this age of televised sports, the demand for more games and more programming has brought us nighttime baseball, Monday night football, and Saturday night hockey.
Batman, leaning over, watching from another building, he's looking at spectators entering Gotham Square Gardens.
I finally remember where those tracks I saw at the stadium, what they remind me of. Hockey skates, yes, ice tracks, in a skating rink. That tells me that the killer may strike at one of the players after tonight's game between the Gotham Goliaths and the Star City Astros. Most likely, the target will be Pierre LaFoot, the French-Canadian all-star forward who plays for the Goliaths. If the killer makes a move after the game, I'll be ready for him! I'll be ready for him!
Ready for him!
We'll return with Batman number 338 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. All right, let's go do our ads. Let's do our ads here. What are we finding for ads? Okay, here's one. Oh, it's everybody talking about a certain bubblegum. Would this bubblegum keep you talking? All right, 1, 2, 3, go.
Bubble Yum's got the number yum taste. Pass it on.
Psst, Bubble Yum.
Everybody's talking about the great taste of Bubble Yum. It's got great big bubbles, and the flavor lasts a long, long, long time. pass it on.
Bubble yum. Bubble yum.
Let's see, what do we have for our next ad? Okay, it's a role-playing game. Would you be interested to play this role-playing game? Does this kind of adventure suit you? What am I talking about? 1, 2, 3, go!
You are Earth's only hope! Can you, as the human player, hold off the fearsome attack of the mutants? Can you, as the mutant player, defeat the humans and the brave little robots before they escape? You only know after you've played your free copy of Attack of the Mutants! This special introductory version of Attack of the Mutants is yours free when you send $2 for our catalog of games. Send $2 to Yaquinto Publications, P.O. Box 2476, Dallas, Texas, zip code 775224.
You are Earth's only hope.
Attack of the Mutants! Mutants!
Yes, mutants. All right. Oh. Here comes an ad. I'm very excited to do this one. Okay. Because the premise makes no sense. Excuse me. All right, this is for we've done these ads before. This is for a certain kind of fruit pie, a dessert. Would you eat this kind of dessert? A lot of times you do say yes, and I do too. So let's do this.
Superman versus the Laughing Gas Bandits.
Them yokels will be easy pickings once they sniff this nitrous oxide, otherwise known as laughing gas.
Yeah, laughing gas.
You're too close to that damn sign, dummy. It's really getting to you.
Look, Superman up there. He can't touch us because this laughing gas is spiked with kryptonite.
You just have to foil some other crime for now.
There he goes now. Let's get down there and rob everyone and split before he gets back.
Yeah. Let's go and get our just desserts. Speaking of desserts, here's a Hostess salesman falling all over himself, spilling Hostess pies everywhere.
So just don't stand there looking stupid. Let's relieve him of his delicious burden.
Yeah, delicious. Boy, I love these Hostess food pies.
That's because of the light, tender crust. Yum, yum.
Maybe it's because of the real fruit filling in apple and cherry. Did you ever think about that?
Did you ever think I'd get you three so easily?
What? Superman in disguise! It ain't fair!
Enjoy those Hostess fruit pies, boys. Where you're going, you may not get any more for a long, long time.
You get a big delight in every bite of Hostess fruit pies.
Okay, all right. You know what?
Superman, makes the assumption that you can't get Hostess fruit pies if you're arrested and you're sent to jail. But I'm sure you could get fruit pie when you're in jail. Like, I'm sure, like, I don't know. I've never been in jail, but, like, I'm sure there's, like, but I know you can make money in jail, and then you can buy things. So, like, I'm sure if you asked enough at the jail convenience store or whatever like that, you'd be able to get your fruit pie there. Not that if you were in jail serving time that you would be sitting there thinking about fruit pie. Okay, I'm not. Okay, let's get back to our story.
We now return to Batman number 338. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
I finally remember what those tracks remind me of. Hockey skates! Like ice tracks on a skating rink. I have a hunch that tells me the killer may strike out one of the players after tonight's game between the Gotham Goliaths and the Star City Astros. The most likely target is Pierre Lafont, the French-Canadian all-star forward who plays for the Goliaths. If the killer does make a move after the game, I'll be ready for him!
The fans in the stands cheer on the Goliaths. Cheer on the Gotham Goliaths.
Go for it, Pierre! Stop those lousy Astros! Huh?
The fans see someone coming onto the hockey rink.
Hey, I'm coming onto the hockey rink! Trick.
Something strange happens then. The building's roar of anger breaks off, and the crowd falls silent. It's almost as though they all realize at once that this new player, this new figure, he is not a part of the game.
Hot ice. Look at those skates, eh? They're jet-powered. Why doesn't the ref toss this Joker out of the game?
The villain in his mixed-up sports uniform is skating fast towards Pierre Lafont, the hockey player. He has a basketball in his hand. What?
Suck it, dude, tap a neck. Get off the ice, whoever you are, before Pierre throws you off. Be a big sport there, Pierre. Catch! You throw basketballs at Pierre? You must be a douche crazy. Is this some kind of joke? Oh my God, Pierre! They blew up Pierre!
The villain skates away off the hockey rink.
It's no joke, Pierre. When the sportsman plays a game, he plays for keeps. I'm racking up all the points, and all the other teams aren't even close.
Batman swings into action on his bat line.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, you punk. I figured you're way too late to save LaFoot, but maybe not too late to stop you.
Batman kicks the sportsman villain in the back.
Batman, you were not a part of my game plan. But then again,
the sportsman tumbles, flips, and drop kicks Batman.
But then again, a good sportsman knows how to roll with the punches and then strike back.
You are listening to a reading of Batman number 338, August, the year 1981.
You won't apply, don't want your feet on my- for my next trick.
Fruit-Pie the Magician started an avalanche.
Oh, crap.
He is the avalanche. So are the Hostess Fruit-Pies and Twinkie's cakes.
Twinkie the Kid, to the rescue.
Yahoo!
Thanks, Twinkie. Now for Hostess Fruit-Pies, apple and cherry. And Twinkies.
Yummy cream filling. Real fruit filling.
You get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Fruit-Pies. And Twinkies.
Yahoo!
Bringing on the heartbreak, especially for that pro athlete there, that hockey player. He got blown up by a basketball. Can you imagine if I did that? Or I'm not going to, criminalize myself. Criminalize. Anyway, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. I'll just say someone else. If they walked onto the ice at the, is it called the Canada Life Center? Canada Life Center. They walk onto the ice, middle of the game, middle of a Jets game, and they got a basketball with a bomb inside of it. And they go up to, what's that Hullabuck's name? Is it Colin Hullabuck? Colin Hullabuck? They go up to Colin Hullabuck, and then they go, hey, Hullabuck, catch my basketball. And then Hullabuck explodes, like blood all over the ice and explosions. And I guess we need a new goaltender. It was so nice knowing Colin. Is that his name? Or is it Kyle? Kyle Hullabuck. Anyway, he's a dead goaltender because of a basketball being thrown to him, and there's a bomb inside. And now Batman's after him. Will Batman get him? You'll only know if you keep on listening to Comic Book Radio Theater. Okay, I'm really only here to pop in and pop out. I got a great energy about myself right now, so I want to get back to that reading and everything like that. But, yes, you're seeing how this story is developing. This is a sneaky, sneaky, serial killer. Man, he got a hell of a pattern there. Will Batman figure it out before anybody else has to die? All right, you see the seriousness and all this, and I know you're looking down, taking everything serious. I know. All right. I will continue the reading of Batman number 338 from August of 1981. And when I'm done reading, when I need to take a break, punk and metal fans will love this. I will play music that was fresh. Fresh tracks back in August of 1981. If you bought new music, you found Iron Maiden. They put out a live in concert album from Japan. I believe they're playing in Tokyo. Also here from Minneapolis, Minnesota's The Replacements. Their song, I'm in Trouble. And I believe the Replacements often came up here to Winnipeg to play shows back in the 1980s, I believe. Maybe early 90s. I know from being in the local music scene back in the early 90s. Yeah, you often saw Minnesota bands come here and play shows. And you know, pretty much ever since 9/11, you really don't see as much American bands going across our country and playing as many gigs as they like and stuff like that. It's not the same anymore. Speaking of something that's not the same anymore, the Ramones. They have ceased to exist due to some deaths in the band and stuff like that. But we are going to listen to the Ramones, a song of theirs, which is one of my favorite songs in the whole world of punk music. So I'm happy to play that for you. We'll hear music that was brand new back in August of 1981. Our comic book was brand new back then, too. Here's the music. Iron Maiden, The Replacements, and Ramones. All right, let's shoot back into our story. Yeah, I want to shoot back into it, so bang, bang, here we go. CKUW 95.9 FM, you're listening to Comic Book Radio Theater. I'm going to read to you Batman number 338 from August of 1981. I've repeated that enough. Let's just get on with it. 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Oh my God! They blew up Pierre!
The villain skates away off the ice rink.
It's no joke, Pierre. When the sportsman plays a game, he plays for keeps. I'm racking up all the points and all the other teams aren't even close.
Batman swings into action.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, you punk. I figured you'd play too late to save LaFont, but maybe I'm not too late to stop you.
Batman kicks the villain in the back.
You were not a part of my game plan.
The sportsman villain tumbles, flips, and drop kicks Batman into a street of racing cars.
But then again, a good sportsman knows how to roll with the punches and strike back.
Batman falls into a street full of cars.
Batman has no time to think, only to react. And, as they have so many times before, reflexes and training has saved his life.
Batman somersaults in the air and jumps over a rushing car.
Wow!
Batman lands on his feet.
Well, bravo, bravo there, Batman. Olga Corbett couldn't have done it better. I'll have to just add you to my list.
Your list? So is this some kind of vendetta? Why? What did those athletes ever do to you?
Oh, me personally? Why not a thing? Let's just say I've got a grudge against a particular racket.